It's the latest cancellation being attributed to the coronavirus. Hear why Jesus Christ's return to Earth may be suspended indefinitely. And later, can a man survive by eating nothing but Spam? I sure hope so, because I'm currently on lockdown inside my apartment with several hundred cans of the stuff. I've never had it before, but I hear it's popular in Hawaii, so hopefully I like it. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. We've got everything you need to know on the only thing happening in the world right now. Stay with us. A quick note before we get started, you may be noticing a bit of a difference in audio quality today, and that's because this episode of The Topical is being recorded from the home of yours truly. That's right, like many other employers, OPR has officially implemented a podcast from home policy, which they actually put into effect about 2 weeks ago, but I didn't read the email until last night. This company just sends us so much useless crap every day, I don't know how they expect me to figure out what's actually important and what's not. Maybe if they would have said in the subject line, this is useful information and not the same dumb bullshit we flood your inbox with, then I wouldn't have had to take public transportation into the office for the last 10 days. But that's all in the past, and we here at OPR are committed to bringing you the best in podcast journalism no matter how dire the circumstances, which is exactly why we'll be broadcasting from Casa de Leslie for at least the next week, or until civilization as we know it ends for good. And now for today's top story. Adding to the spate of cancellations in recent weeks due to the threat of coronavirus, Jesus Christ announced today he'll be canceling his return to Earth. We've conjured OPR's afterlife correspondent Thaddeus Lawson over the phone to get an idea of what impact this will have. Thaddeus, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Leslie.
So it sounds like Jesus was all set up to finally make his triumphant second coming and save us all from sin. Why call off this return now after so much buildup and planning?
It was definitely a hard decision. It was supposed to be the biblical event of the Eon, and every soul in heaven was really excited and planned to watch, but it seemed necessary and prudent to cancel this in order for the Son of God to maintain social distancing after the CDC discouraged gatherings of more than 50 people.
Well, I suppose it's better for the Almighty Redeemer to err on the side of caution.
That's right. It's essential given that at almost 2,000 years old, Jesus is well within the age range of those most vulnerable to the contagion. Plus, it would not only be an unmitigated tragedy, but also a PR nightmare if God were to have his only begotten Son die while trying to deliver salvation unto all of mankind. Just listen to what God had to say. Sorry, I forgot. You can't hear his voice without your eyes and ears bleeding. He said that he's sorry for any inconvenience this may have caused, and that heaven is doing everything in its power to address this.
Okay, well, I think the question on everyone's mind is, why couldn't Jesus come down and just perform a miracle and cure everyone of the disease?
Well, miracles are generally reserved for more important acts, like walking on water and making a fig tree wither.
Fair. And finally, Thaddeus, what's the larger picture here? What does Jesus' choice mean for our eternal souls?
Well, it's not looking good. Not only is there no plan for Jesus to return at any point in the future, God has also mandated a total ascension ban on heaven until further notice. Several souls in purgatory have already tested positive for coronavirus, so until the mess is sorted out, all newly deceased and potentially infected spirits will be held in limbo with the unbaptized babies as a precaution. And if purgatory becomes full due to mass die-offs, hell has agreed to welcome any overflow souls as a gesture of goodwill with heaven in this trying time.
So does that mean the apocalypse is canceled as well?
Oh, no. That's still very much going on. We're just skipping the Jesus' second coming part and going straight to the agony and torment. The four horsemen should arrive any day now.
Makes sense. That's OPR's Thaddeus Lawson. Well, it's not just the young and handsome like myself being inconvenienced by these coronavirus outbreaks. With mortality rates highest among the elderly, assisted living communities are taking extra precautions. To discuss some of the steps being taken by facilities around the country, I'm joined by Ida Hollingstead, Executive Director of Briar Patch Nursing Home. Ida, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for having me, Leslie.
Could you walk me through how coronavirus has changed life at the nursing home?
Well, considering we don't usually get a ton of visitors anyway, things really haven't been too different here. We're still asking staff to wash their hands thoroughly and everything, but honestly, we're really not that worried about it. It's not like any of you come to visit your grandparents anyway.
So you're telling me you don't have a policy in place for screening visitors?
Well, we would if we had anyone coming to visit. We actually extended visiting hours in case anyone feels compelled to show up and treat their loved ones with a shred of human dignity. But I mean, who are we kidding? It's not like they're people, right, Leslie?
Well, this is a crisis situation. Aren't you concerned for your residents?
This virus is really nothing compared to the crippling isolation they feel on a daily basis. basis. If a resident dies because of contact with a visitor, then at least they'll die knowing that their child loves them. But that's probably too much to ask, huh, Leslie? To come visit your ailing mother every once in a while?
All right, Ida, what the fuck? You said you wouldn't do this. Why are you busting my balls here?
I don't know, Leslie. Maybe because the woman who gave you literal life is spending her last years on Earth alone, staring out of a first-floor window all day?
Oh, spare me the guilt trip. I pay you people good money to take care of her. Plus, you know, with the coronavirus, we're in quarantine now. We're supposed to be social distancing.
Oh, you're right, Leslie. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you've been in quarantine for the last 18 months.
Look, I want to visit, but things just get so busy here.
I see.
Since the topical launched, it's just been, Leslie, can you approve this, and Leslie, can you take a look at that? I am just pulled in so many goddamn directions, and she knows that.
No, I hear you.
I'm sure she understands, and I promise I'll visit whenever I get the chance. Tell her I'm coming soon. Real soon, okay?
Why don't you tell her yourself?
What? No.
Here, I'll put her on the phone right now.
Oh, what's that? I think you're cutting out.
Here, Mrs. Price, it's your son, Leslie.
Oh, I'm about to lose you.
He wants to talk to you.
Well, that didn't go very well. I'd like to thank Ida Hollingstead for whatever it is she does. You can find more information about Briarleaf Nursing or Briar Patch Nursing Home at their website. Back in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Well, I could sit here in my bathrobe and read the news all day, but I think I'm about to run out of space on my hard drive, so I better wrap this up. Here's what else you need to know today. President Trump... Oh, wait, the music... There we go. President Trump announced today at a press conference that he has coronavirus and is dead. The Trump administration has been under fire for their poor response during the outbreaks, and this announcement only furthered confusion, as President Trump appeared to be standing, breathing, and looking very much alive throughout the press conference. Good news for those trying to stay fit during their quarantine. A new study has found that just 3 minutes of daily exercise is only 27 minutes short of being useful. So keep up those bedroom jumping jacks. Every little bit counts. And Planet Earth announced today that it's not really sure how to make it any more clear that it wants everyone to leave. While Earth hoped we would all have just taken the goddamn hint by now, it said it was fully prepared to make its wishes even more apparent in the coming months. And that's it for the topical today. I'm Leslie Price. Thanks again for sticking with the topical as we navigate this new quarantined reality of ours. As a relatively mentally stable man, I'm sure this sudden change in lifestyle paired with complete and total isolation won't cause me to miss a beat. And if it does, what's really the worst that could happen? Well, anyway, from all of us here at OPR, stay safe, stay healthy, and stay alone. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.